Welcome to July 4th, 2021 on the National Day Calendar. Today we celebrate slow cooking by day and lighting up the night. More after the break.
Things that are soft. Clouds, puppies, pillows, hand sanitizer. No, really. SafPower hand sanitizer cream is made with cold-pressed safflower oil. SafPower moisturizes and rejuvenates your skin while also protecting you from harmful germs. For more on the difference you can feel, visit safpower.com.
Fireworks may own this particular evening, but the day is all about barbecue. Though technically what most of us do is grilling, that is, cooking meat over a fire. Barbecue is cooking meat slowly over indirect heat or in a smoker. This tradition started in the American South, where farmers would try to use every bit of meat they could from the pigs they had raised. Some of the meat, such as between the ribs, was pretty tough to eat, but they found that cooking ribs slowly over indirect heat made the meat tender and succulent. The tastiest of these comes from the belly and are called spare ribs. Today, while we celebrate our nation's birthday, we also enjoy a food that is uniquely American on National Barbecued Spare Ribs Day.
While Independence Day is celebrated across the country today, one town holds the record for the longest-running parade. Since 1785, Bristol, Rhode Island has boasted this unbroken tradition, with nearly 200,000 attendees from all over the world. The festivities begin on Flag Day, or June 14th, with soapbox races and outdoor concerts that continue throughout the month of June. This culminates on July 4th with the parade that commemorates the signing of the Declaration of Independence. From just about anywhere today, you can see spectacular displays of fireworks and attend festivals and parades in your own neighborhood. No matter how you celebrate, Independence Day is a time to cherish freedom and to honor those who sacrificed to build our great nation.
Well said, Brian.
Indeed.
Well said.
Indeed.
Yeah, and tomorrow it's National Graham Cracker Day.
Isn't that boring food by the same guy who invented cornflakes?
Yeah, exactly. Those guys were buddies and they teamed up to bring us boring food. Yep. I'm Anna DeVere.
And I'm Brian Reinbold, sitting in for Marlo Anderson.
Thanks for joining us as we celebrate every day.
See you tomorrow.